This is Saskatchewan Afternoon. I'm Justin Blackwell. It's time now to head into the kitchen. And I'm joined by our resident chef and host of the CKOM Morning Show, Mark Loshak. And no surprises when making this delicious dish.
You know, if you're having some people over for the Labor Day Classic, I know I am. I'm going to have a little barbecue. You could do this on the barbecue, or if not, maybe doing a potluck. I know that Evan Bray's having a little potluck over at his place. This might be something that you can bring over potluck. And it's kind of, you know, I don't want to say that the summer's over, but it's kind of comfort food. Yeah, you know, we're kind of easing into that comfort, but this is all meat. So it's not, you know, carby like regular comfort food. This is called Meatloaf Surprise.
Ooh. Hey, Ma! Can we get some meatloaf?
Now, when you say surprise at the end of anything that is edible, you conjures up visions of your mom's casseroles that you don't really know what's in them, and so she calls them like tuna surprise, and it's like, this is a good surprise.
Okay, good one.
This is a good surprise. Okay, so this is what we're going to do. You start off with 2 pounds of ground beef, and in a bowl, put all that in there, 2 eggs, a half a cup of breadcrumbs, can be panko or whatever. Could be crushed up crackers. You could crush up potato chips. I love doing that. Throw some barbecue potato chips. A half a cup of ketchup, 1/4 cup of milk, salt and pepper, and a package of onion soup mix. Okay, that's your typical easy meatloaf ingredients. Mix it all together. Get it all mixed up. You grab yourself your meatloaf pan. Now what I want you to do is take about 2/3 of that meat and put it in, form your loaf inside the meatloaf pan, but then take your hand and do a couple of karate chops down the middle of it, lengthwise, because you're going to form a trench, because here comes the surprise. You get yourself a good old Cuba saw sausage. Mm. Now, try to get the straight ones, okay, because you want to lay that thing right into the trench that you've just made. But before you put it in the trench, you take a bunch of shredded cheddar cheese, mozzarella cheese, jack cheese, whatever you want, meltable cheese, and then you just stuff it in there, line that trench, take that sausage, stick it right in there, put more cheese on top of that, so you got a nice little pouch of sausage and cheese, and then you take the rest of the meatloaf meat, put it on top, squish it down till it's all sealed up, then you bake it for however long it takes to get it all completely cooked, about 170 degrees, and at a 350 oven. Pull it out once it's all cooked all the way through. Now, your sausage is already cooked, so it doesn't really matter, but the rest of the meatloaf, of course, you got to cook that. Then take some more ketchup. Slather some more ketchup on top of that with more shredded cheese. Put it back in the oven, 10 minutes. Pull that baby out. Let it cool for about 15 minutes. Take it out of the pan, and guess what? When you cut into that thing, there's your surprise right there. A nice big chunk of ham or garlic or Cuba saw or whatever you want, right smack dab in the middle of all that ground beef and all that cheese. And then you'll have usually a little bit of juice from the grease. You take some of that and you kind of drizzle it over the top. No, oh, boy.
No good surprises wasted on this meal.
That's right. This is all good surprises. No bad one.
Shaq, thanks so much for this. Enjoy the long weekend, and we'll chat again soon.
By the way, make sure when you pull that meatloaf out, when you open and you cut it, there's no rouge in it. Because then it's undercooked. Rouge, did you see what I did there? Forget it.
Yeah, funny guy heading into that football game. Keeping you in the know through your day, this is Saskatchewan Afternoon.